There is something unpretty about people in politics biting the hands that fed them.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Paul Maslin, who worked as a pollster for Democratic candidate Howard Dean, has an article in the forthcoming Atlantic magazine couched in unflattering terms about Dean's erratic judgment, loose tongue, lack of discipline. It doesn't do much for the dignity of the presidency when the hand-biting involves an incumbent chief executive. President Nixon's former counsel, John Dean, started him down the road to ruin by testifying about the Watergate cover-up and the cancer on the presidency. President Reagan fired Secretary of State Al Haig, Budget Director David Stockman, and Chief of Staff Donald Regan, and all three wrote unflattering books. Regan, for example, revealed that Nancy Reagan allowed White House scheduling to be guided by an astrologer. President Bush has already had similar problems. Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, fired in a dispute over fiscal policy, wrote a book that described the president as acting in cabinet meetings like a blind man in a room full of deaf people. As serious a threat to an incumbent presidency as any in recent history is Richard Clark's Against All Enemies. Clark was anti-terrorism coordinator for 10 years under 4 presidents until January of last year. The book charges that President Bush, in his single-minded obsession with bringing down Saddam Hussein in Iraq, neglected the war against Al-Qaeda. The book became the centerpiece of 2 days of hearings last week by the 9/11 Investigating Committee. In its effort to discredit Clark, the White House did something almost unheard of. It released, through Fox News, the text of a 2002 not-for-attribution briefing by Clark that was favorable to the president. A shame that a grave issue of American policy is handled like a personal vendetta. This is Daniel Shore.